Chapter 5.4, to say and to give, using decir and dar. As in English, the verbs decir, to say or to tell, and dar, to give, are widely used in the Spanish language. Like tener and venir, the verb decir is both stem-changing, e to I, and irregular in the yo form. The verb dar, on the other hand, is irregular in the yo form only, aside from an unstressed or unaccented vosotros form. It is a good idea to memorize each individual form of these verbs, as you will use them frequently. Decir, to say or to tell. Yo digo. Tú dices. Usted, él, ella dice. Nosotros decimos. Vosotros decís. Ustedes, ellos, ellas dicen. Dar, to give. Yo doy. Tú das. Usted, él, ella, da. Nosotros damos. Vosotros dais. Ustedes, ellos, ellas dan. Remember those indirect and direct object pronouns from the previous section? These verbs will give you the perfect chance to practice. Both are often used with indirect object pronouns. In other words, the action is performed for you or me or he or she.
Por ejemplo, uno. Manuel te dice que no. Manuel tells you no. Dos. Tus amigos me dicen que la fiesta es el sábado. Your friends tell me the party's on Saturday. Tres. Yo te doy el dinero. I give you the money. Cuatro. Él me da el libro. He gives me the book. Cinco. Ellos nos dan la comida. They give us the food.
You can also use decir and dar to practice combining direct and indirect object pronouns.
Por ejemplo, uno. Él me lo dice. He tells me it. Dos. Ellos se los dicen. They tell it to them. Tres. Te lo doy. I give it to you. Cuatro. Vosotros me la decís. They tell me it. Cinco. Nosotros se los damos. We give it to them.
Did you know that in Spanish you don't capitalize the days of the week unless they start a sentence? The same goes for the months. For example, nos reunimos el primer viernes en marzo. We meet on the first Friday in March. Viernes and marzo are not capitalized.